Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined once again for his monthly interview. It's David Young, the U.S. Congressman out of Iowa District 3, representing Guthrie and Adair counties. David, as always, thanks for joining us.
Hey, great to be with you.
Yeah, so first of all, I know it's something we talked about last month. Talked about the job security of the EPA secretary, former EPA secretary, I should say, now Scott Pruitt. Your thoughts on his departure from the cabinet?
Well, I'm not losing any sleep over this. I think Pruitt's departure, whether it came from a forced resignation or however it happened, it was long overdue. And now I hope we can hit the restart button when it comes to the EPA and making sure that the renewable fuel standard is enforced and that law is respected and that our producers are at the table and heard when there's any kind of discussion with the EPA regarding renewable fuels and a renewable fuel standard. And so we have a new acting director named Andrew Wheeler, and I'm leading a congressional delegation letter highlighting the importance of the renewable fuel standard and even inviting him to Iowa.
Well, hopefully he can maybe make it out here and take a look at what we have to offer here in this great state. And hopefully the new candidate, whether it be Mr. Wheeler that fills that position or whether it be another individual, has that more of that mindset for those renewable standards. Another development there in the as far as the president's staffing is concerned, or presidential recommendations, he just announced his nominee for the Supreme Court. That's Brett Kavanaugh. Why don't you tell us a little bit about him for maybe those that don't know him very well and your thoughts on the nominee?
President Trump announced that he wants to nominate Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. And, you know, this is a Senate play, obviously. The House doesn't have a role when it comes to filling or voting on this nomination, but it's an important one nonetheless for the whole country. And so he's got, you know, quite a pedigree of being on the bench, having cases before the Supreme Court as well. He worked within the Bush administration. He worked for Judge Kennedy at one time as well, who's departing from the court. And so, you know, while I don't vote on the nominee, I'm going to be watching this pretty closely. There's just not a whole lot of time. We're coming up before an election, and elections bring politics into a lot of different aspects of things, especially court nominees. I trust that Senator Grassley, our senior senator from Iowa, is going to shepherd this through the committee in a swift and fair fashion, and that eventually before the elections, probably in October, we're going to see a vote on this nominee. And so I'm just hoping that he keeps an open mind when it comes to cases. He upholds the Constitution, and he doesn't try to make policy or law from the bench, because that's Congress's role.
Brett Kavanaugh, that I'm sure will be undergoing a scrutinizing of his own once the nomination process begins here shortly. Of course, the big news item there for the Trump administration are the tariffs that are going to be in effect, that are in effect actually at this very moment on corn and soybeans in relation to China. Your thoughts on now that those take an effect on what they might have an effect in Iowa?
We need to be watching the markets. That's kind of the metric that we view this by as well, watching these prices of the commodities and then just making sure that the administration hears not just the voices of members of Congress who are concerned about tariffs, but as well folks around the country, whether they're part of an commodity association or rural community banding together and expressing their voice to the administration about these tariffs. It's very important that the administration hears this. I want to take it to China. They've been ripping us off for decades. We've had five presidents talking about taking it to China but doing nothing. But President Trump is doing something. Should not be a surprise, because he talked a lot about this as he was running for the presidency. And so I don't question his motives. I think his motives are pure, in that he wants to get better trade deals for Iowans, for the American people. I just don't know how long this will go, but we're encouraging him to be aggressive and try to land this plane as soon as he can, because agriculture markets and producers and farmers are skittish. At the same time, I meet a lot of producers and farmers within the 3rd District who say, with commodity prices low and inputs high, agriculture down many years, can it get much worse right now? Let's give the president a little bit more rope, they're saying. And so I'm listening carefully to the people of the 3rd District, and it's so easy to lose markets and tough to gain them. And so I just hope that we're not scrapping NAFTA and just simply enforcing that, trying to get a better deal in certain titles of NAFTA. And then the president talks about bilateral agreements are his preference. Well, I hope that he becomes more aggressive and reaching out to other countries while this is all going on with China, the tariffs, and seeking trade relationships with other countries. Because we've got the best goods and services and workers in the world. We just need markets.
David, anything else that you want to mention to the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio as far as we're going to be headed here in the next month or any other piece of legislation you're working on at this point?
Well, you know, we've passed the Farm Bill in the House, and the Senate passed their Farm Bill as well. And so we are conferencing that, reconciling the differences between the two bills. One thing I know is certain, that there's going to be that security there for crop insurance, which is very, very, very important. More agriculture research, conservation efforts as well. And I'll just leave listeners with this note as well. July 27th, we'll be in Creston for our Seniors Expo, and that'll be in Creston at Southwestern Community College from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And it's a great one-stop shop for our seniors to come and learn more about how to live more independent lives and seeing what Social Security, Medicare, those kind of groups can help them with if they have any kind of problems, and some other service organizations as well. We love our seniors.
And once again, that's the U.S. Congressman David Young joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. He represents Guthrie and Adair County out of Iowa's District 3. David, as always, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, James. Have a great day.
You too. And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.